Hello, and welcome to The Christian American. This podcast is brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ in Ulaga, Oklahoma. Today we're looking at the Christian's response to wicked leaders. Notice in Acts 5 and verse 29 these words, "But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" Let's begin our study by looking at Bible characters who were tested by wicked leaders. We go first to Daniel chapter 2, where we find Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We notice their position in Daniel 2 and verse 49. Also, Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. These men were in a political position. They were in government. Notice their hardship. In Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, we find that they were to worship a gold image that had been set up, or be sent to the fiery furnace. Well, if we know the story, we know these men did not bow down to the golden image. We know they were indeed sent to the fiery furnace, but they were spared by the grace of God, by the will of God, that they were spared their lives, and they were rescued from that fiery furnace. Let's also look at Daniel and look at his position. We know from Daniel 2 and verse 49 that he sat in the gate of the king. But also notice Daniel 6 verses 1 through 3. Here the Bible says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these 3 governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Then Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." Next we see his hardship. In Daniel 6, verses 6 through 9, the king is encouraged to put out a petition that for 30 days anyone who petitioned anyone other than the king would be cast into the den of fire, to the den of lions. And so we know that Daniel, being a servant of God, continued to pray to God 3 times a day. And we find, as we continue reading Daniel 6 and following, that he was indeed cast into the den of lions. We also know that Daniel was spared. The Bible tells us that the mouth of the lions were shut up and that Daniel was unharmed. And so we see already from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel, both here in the book of Daniel, Daniel 2 and Daniel 6, that these men did not give in to those leaders who were doing wicked things. Thus, they were wicked leaders, both times being King Nebuchadnezzar. And that they did not give in and follow what he was wanting them to do. Instead, they obeyed God. Let's go to Acts 5 and notice what happens with Peter and some of the apostles in Acts 5. We find in Acts 5 that Peter and the apostles were brought before the rulers for teaching and preaching concerning Christ. Peter and the apostles were commanded not to speak concerning Christ any longer. In Acts 5, verse 40 through 42, here the Bible says, "And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." We know today that we have wicked leaders who are doing things that are contrary to the Bible. We are told that we are to obey the laws of the land, that we are to submit to our government, to render to Caesar what is Caesar's. But we also are told that we must obey God rather than men. We find, as we saw in Daniel and here in Acts 5, that these men, when they were faced with disobeying God to follow leaders, that they did not follow leaders of the land, that they instead submitted and endured hardship and instead followed God. This is the Christian's response to wicked leaders. And when those leaders pressure us, we must obey God rather than men. We thank you for listening today, and we hope you'll tune in again next week for another episode of the Christian American.